all the
Yeah.
That'd be enough to mess things up. Stupid batteries. Yeah, she wasn't home. She was, like, back and forth. Had her girlfriends, and then she came home and fed the cats and spent time with the animals, and then she took off. We had the dog with us up north. So she did, like, a load of laundry for herself, and she kind of thought it was like, huh, it feels kind of cool in the house, you know? But it never really clicked with her, you know? She just was, like, trying to get her stuff done, and so she didn't have to do it on Sunday, and she ended up spending the night over at her boyfriend's house, and then Saturday, and she got home Sunday in late morning, and that's when she walked in the house and like, man, it feels chilly. Said that she bumped up the thermostat, and the thermostat, she heard it click, the furnace kicked on and it ran, and then after that it didn't run anymore throughout the day, and it was getting cold in the house again. So I had her look, you know, see if it shows like low battery or something. Or it might even say low battery on it. I says, I've never seen it do it, but usually I change them out at New Year's, you know, just like with smoke detector batteries. Yeah, there's like a little icon. I can see it. It's really small. And the display looks really weak looking. It's not dark LCD look. Because it's really, everything is really weak looking. Yeah, it's the battery. Sure enough. Well, I'm glad you guys are all right. No, my phone never went off. I've never had anything like that. For severe weather. My phone's done that before where it went off for severe weather, but not this weekend. Kind of weird. Huh. Yes, I really watch the news. I've kind of been kind of staying away from it. Just get upset every time I watch it. So, at any rate.
Guilford 3-1. Time out.